Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom biex xewqat tajba ta' rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta. Campus FM jippreżenta Il-Balomba. Program li jagħti ħarsa lil aħħar ġrajiet u żviluppi relatati mal-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Produzzjoni u prezentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba.
Semmilkom un il-għakom għal-edizzjoni ta' din il-ġumma tal-programm il-Balomba. Fakrukum il-Balomba miċxandar bil-kollaborazzjoni tal-Uffiċċju tal-Rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta. U f'dan il-programm nadwar salin aħbarijiet li kunet inniġru madwarna mill-perspettiva ta' dak li tkunet tagħmel il-ħidma tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea u l-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Istituzzjonijiet Ewropej li bħalissa fuq l-aġenda fost il-ħafna affarijiet li hemm, però hemm ħafna attenzjoni u qed tingħata ħafna importanza lill-kwistjoni tal-coronavirus. Coronavirus illi fl-Ewropa bħala kontinent mingħajr frontieri, mingħajr ebda borduri li jiddefinixxu kemm bħala kontinent ġeografiku għaddej minn perjodu diffiċli mill-ġdid. Jogħodna lura għal żmien tal-bidu tal-pandemija b'ċifri però li huma ħafna iktar qawwija, aktar b'saħħithom. U dan qed iwassal biex f'numru ta' sitwazzjonijiet is-sistemi tas-saħħa tal-pajjiżi membri fejn dan l-Unjoni Ewropea bdew juru l-ewwel xquq u l-ewwel difetti problemi jridu jiġu ndirizzati. Ovvjament qegħdin nitkellmu fuq ċifri li jekk nagħtu ftit sfond dwar x'ġara fl-Unjoni Ewropea u fl-Ewropa in ġenerali tul dawn l-aħħar ħames ġimgħat kellna realtà fejn l-ammont ta' każijiet irdoppja. Biex nġibu eżempju, fil-waqt li bejn Marzu u Ottubru term ta' ħames xhur l-ammont laħaq il-5 miljuni fl-aħħar ħames ġimgħat dawn saru 10 miljuni. Dak biex qed iftit il-perspettiva ta' fuq ix qegħdin nitkellmu. Hemm ħafna raġunijiet għalfejn ġara dan u għalfejn seta' ma jiġrix dan, qegħdin nitkellmu fuq sitwazzjoni illi għandha impatti varji, impatti diversi, però għal darb'oħra u f'dan il-moment wara li kien hemm il-miżuri korrettivi ta' support u appoġġ li kienu jiġu implementati madwar l-Ewropa fuq perspettiva ekonomika, għal darb'oħra issa, wara li kienu poġġija f'postom l-aspetti tas-saħħa, issa s-sitwazzjoni fuq il-kwistjoni tas-saħħa qiegħda hemmhekk. U qiegħed jista' faċilment jinnota jekk tkun tosserva dak li qed jiġri madwarna tul dawn l-aħħar ġimgħat b'mod partikolari. Wara li jisu erba' ġimgħat ilu tlaqgħu il-kapijiet ta' stat tal-membri tal-Unjoni Ewropea, kulħadd jisu shell switch ta' alarm u shell switch illi implementa u jdaħħal il-miżuri. Din hija sitwazzjoni li qiegħda tiżviluppa u tevolvi u reġa' kien hemm laqgħa urġenti tal-kapijiet ta' stat fil-ġimgħa illi għaddiet biex jittirizzaw aktar sitwazzjonijiet li qegħdin jevolvu. U sejna nnutaw fl-aħħar erjiem pajjiż wara ieħor introduċi miżuri restrittivi pjuttost aggressivi f'ċertu istanti ta' lockdown għal numru ta' pajjiżi fl-Unjoni Ewropea għajr xi tibdilizzar fuq kollox u tibqa' fuq kollox li f'ħafna każijiet l-iskejjel għadhom miftuħa madwar l-Ewropa. Is-sitwazzjoni toħloq alarm u tħassib fuq livell Ewropew meta il-sistemi tas-saħħa tal-pajjiżi membri fejn dan l-Unjoni Ewropea ma tkunx tista' tlaħħaq mal-ammont ta' każijiet illi jkollu il-pajjiż. U qed naraw f'numru ta' istanti numru ta' pajjiżi relattivament diskritti bħala pajjiżi jonji, bħala pajjiżi sinjuri, pajjiżi moderni tal-Unjoni Ewropea illi mhumiex ilaħqu ma' din il-sitwazzjoni. Il-ġimgħa li għaddiet propju bejn il-ħamis u il-ġimgħa kien hemm laqgħat tal-kapijiet ta' stat tal-pajjiżi membri tal-Unjoni Ewropea li kienu qegħdin iħarsu lejn din is-sitwazzjoni. U l-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen ma qagħdietx lura milli tindirizza s-sitwazzjoni u tispjega s-serjetà u l-gravità ta' din il-ċirkostanza. Fejn fost l-oħrajn kien hemm anke d-deċiżjoni speċifika illi ikun hemm finanzjament saħan sitra fil-dettall li t-nitkelmowek t-trasferiment ta' pazjenti bejn pajis u jħor tal-Unjoni Ewropea biex jipprevjeni l-possibilita u r-riski illi l-isptarijiet ma jkunu jistaw ilaħqu mal l-infezzjonijiet u l-ħtieġa ta' nies li jidħlu fl-isptar minħabba il-Covid. F'konferenza li saret fl-laqgħa li saret permezz ta' video conferencing, il-kapijiet tal-pajjiżi membri ta' l-Unjoni Ewropea ddiskutew din il-kriżi u tħabbar li l-Kummissjoni Ewropea kien se tpoġġi għad-dispożizzjoni tal-pajjiżi membri madwar 220 miljun euro bilan speċifiku li jkun hemm it-trasport ta' passiġġieri bejn pajjiż u ieħor. Ovvjament, il-kliem mhux memot, kliem ċar u skiet, kien illi jekk mhux ser ikun hemm kwazzjoni koordinata l-infezzjoni li waslet biex tmiss mal 10 miljun persuna ser tkun qiegħda tagħmel il-kontinent Ewropew l-epiċentru mill-ġdid. Kien hemm numru ta' aspetti oħrajn li tpoġġew fuq l-aġenda ta' dan il-Kunsill postom miżuri diversi li qegħdin jiġu mitluba biex jiġu indirizzati mill-supply tal-vaċċin, l-impenn biex ikun hemm l-investiment neċessarju ħalli il-vaċin ikun jista' jiġi provdut fl-iktar żmien possibbli għal dawk kollha involuti, kif ukoll anke aktar sens ta' unità, sens ta' uniformità aktar minn unità, fejn jidħol il-mod ta' l-testjar marbut mal-COVID-19 biex ikun hemm anke element ta' uniformità fiċ-ċifri, però aktar mill-ċifri huwa l-diagnosi tal-realtajiet illi hemm. Kien hemm ukoll diskussjoni dwar il-mod kif għandhom ikunu ppjanifikati aħjar is-sitwazzjonijiet f'dan il-kuntest tal- meta jasal il-vaċċin u jibda jiġi moddi u jsir il-proċess tal-vaċinazzjoni madwar il-kontinent li kollha kienu punti li tqajmu kienu indirizzati kif għedna mill-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea, mill-President tal-Kunsill u mill-kapijiet ta' stat tal-pajjiżi membri ta' l-istess Unjoni Ewropea. Ser nisimgħu il-kummenti konklusivi li għamlet fil-konferenza tal-aħbarijiet il-President tal-istess Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen dwar il-mod kif se bdew jiġu miżjuda il-miżuri f'dan il-pajjiżi u fl-Unjoni Ewropea stess sabiex tkun tista' tiġi indirizzata is-sitwazzjoni li għandna madwarna.
Thank you. The situation, the coronavirus situation is very serious. The situation in almost all member states is worrying. Data from the ECDC show that the virus is quickly spreading throughout Europe. We are deeply into the second wave now. More and more people are getting infected. And last week, the total number of confirmed cases in Europe reached 1.1 million. And the more people who get infected, the more people will end up having to be hospitalized with the virus. Our expectations are that these figures will increase further over the next 2 to 3 weeks, and they'll increase rapidly. The average burden on intensive care units in Europe is about a third of the highest point during the spring. But it's likely that the burden will increase because of the higher infection rate combined with the winter flu season. In comparison with the spring, there's one thing that's striking, really, which is that no member state is unaffected this time. Central and Eastern European countries are also seriously affected. And we're dealing with two enemies at this time. We're dealing with the coronavirus itself and also corona fatigue, i.e. people are becoming more and more fed up with the preventative measures against corona. And I can understand that people are suffering because of this virus. For months we've all been making sacrifices, and I have to say that I'm impressed with what people have accepted for such a long time. People are paying a very high price, a social price and an economic price. A lot of people have seen their mental health affected as well because of the ongoing restrictions on their personal freedoms and the social isolation that we're we're all suffering from. But now is not the time to relax these measures. The situation is very serious, but we can still change it. We can still slow down the spread of the virus if everyone shoulders their share of the responsibility. So this responsibility has to be shouldered by everybody at all levels, at a regional level, a local level, in member states, throughout the European Union. We have to stop the spread of the virus until we have a vaccine and better treatment to protect everybody's health.
This means that everyone can and everyone must contribute. What we are expected to do is simple. We need to wear masks and stick to hand hygiene. And we need to avoid the three C's: crowds, close contacts, and closed spaces with poor ventilation. And only by protecting ourselves and each other, we can reduce the spread of the virus and thus reduce the impact on our lives and our livelihoods. Mais maintenant,
but we're better prepared now than we were in the spring. Healthcare professionals, for example, know more about the disease and they know more about how to treat their patients. The citizens are better informed, and governments have gained experience and expertise from what happened in the spring. In July, the European Commission asked member states to prepare for a second wave, and we took action. We insisted that member states increase their testing capacity, and we launched a joint procurement of €350 million. Those €350 million in order to do that. We also created a European gateway to allow for interoperability between the COVID tracing apps throughout the whole of Europe. And the German, Italian and Irish apps are already connected to this gateway. There are 18 others that should connect in November. So in total, it's 23 member states that have an app in place or are developing it. And 52 million have already downloaded the app. And I would urge all citizens to do this. Every user counts. And the success of the app depends on the number of users.
We have remedied initial shortages of medical and other countermeasures through RescEU stockpiling and working with manufacturers. We initiated joint procurement for protective personal equipment, ventilators and intensive care medicine. We insisted on lifting national export restrictions for critical supplies, and we suspended customs duties and VAT on such items. We set up green lanes to allow the proper functioning of the single market and transport. We introduced a coordinated approach to travel restrictions based on common color codes for risk zones. And we concluded so far three advanced purchase agreements for safe and effective vaccines so that they can be available to all member states at the same time on the same conditions. Three others are now in the pipeline. Now, we must build on these foundations with additional measures. And taken together, the package we presented today enables a coordinated approach to data sharing, to testing, to medical and non-medical equipment, to travel, and to vaccination strategies. We are all in this together. No member state will safely emerge from the crisis until everyone does. And that is why you will hear us stress the need for cooperation, coordination, and solidarity. Tomorrow, the heads of state and government will meet virtually. The aim is better coordination. I will call for greater data sharing to the data platform with ECDC. This will help us to know, for example, where there is ICU capacity or cross-border patient care can be organized when needed. We will also set up a European platform of national science advisors to COVID in order to exchange and align the advice given to the different governments. We recommend effective and coordinated testing strategies in the package of today, and we recommend increasing capacity for testing. Rapid antigen tests are now coming to the market. These can play a significant role, but we will propose an EU approach to approval and use, because only then there will be mutual recognition of tests and of test results. For our part, we are now mobilizing 100 million euros from the emergency support instrument to purchase rapid tests that we will then distribute to the member states, and we launch a joint procurement to make more available. We call on all member states to link up national apps to the European Gateway in November. We call on member states to participate in a speedy joint procurement of essential supplies, such as medical equipment for the vaccination. We are proposing today to extend for another 6 months the VIT exemptions for the purchase of vaccines and testing kits. And we call on member states to facilitate travel when necessary. So we ask to work together on an EU passenger locator form. We need to maintain for now restrictions on traveling to the EU, but today we encourage member states to make it easier for couples and for families, for example, to reunite. We also propose to extend the green lanes beyond road freight to rail, air, and water. And finally, in line with our EU vaccination strategy of the 15th of October, we call on member states to prepare now national vaccination plans and to review them now at EU level. We need to be prepared for the arrival of the first vaccines. There's a lot to do. There are many, many issues to be considered for an effective vaccine deployment. Just think of what kind of infrastructure will be needed for the storage, for example, the cold chains that have to be established, or the question, what groups of population should be vaccinated first? Here we already gave a recommendation, so we asked the member states to work with that. But there's one thing I will be very clear. We will not compromise on the safety of vaccines. There are many issues to be considered, so finally, let's not forget about our commitment to universal and fair access to COVID-19 vaccines for all. We need to continue the Team Europe approach to join leadership in the COVAX facility. The COVAX facility is a huge success. 184 countries have signed up so far. We all know no one will be safe until everyone is safe. Le coronavirus.
Coronavirus is putting us all to the test. Working together, coordinating our actions, and taking our responsibility at all levels. By doing this, we can fight this virus. We can protect our health, and gradually we can get our societies and our economies back on their feet. Thank you very much.
Għek smajna il-konferenza tal-aħbarijiet, il-kummenti li tagħti il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea li l-eku tiegħu seta' jinsema' wkoll fid-diskors li għamlet il- Kummissarju għas-saħħa tal-istess Unjoni Ewropea Stella Kyriakides il-ġimgħa qalet il-pajjiżi membri tal-Unjoni Ewropea jridu jkunu preparati biex jimponu restrizzjonijiet fuq il-mod kif ngħixu l-ċittadini Ewropej biex tiġi miġġielda l-imxija tal-virus tal-COVID-19. Hija kwistjoni ta' determinazzjoni ta' prijoritajiet f'dan il-rigward u qalet li f'dan il-mument partikolari hemm bżonn li tiġi mkissra l-katina ta' trasmissjoni. Indikazzjoni ta' dak li eventualment seħ fil-jiem ta' wara u li għadda għedin naraw madwarna. Batta pajizi, Franza, Germania, ikunu l-ewwel li ħabru lockdowns, segwiti mir-Renju Unit għalkemm mhux fl-Unjoni Ewropea li jagħmel il-lockdown, kontemplazzjoni tiegħu f'numru ta' pajizi oħrajn u l-implementazzjoni fil-Portugal, il-Greċja u l-Awstrija. Miżuri restrittivi l-intenzjoni hija waħda ċara dik illi tkisser il-katina illi permezz tiegħu qiegħed jixteret dan il-virus u fl-istess waqt illi apparti li jixteret li tinkisser il-katina premessa importanti hija dik illi jonqos kemm jista' jkun ukoll ir-riskju billi apparti li jiġu eliminati l-kuntatti ikun hemm anka indikazzjoni ċara ta' tisħiħ tal-ittestjar u l-contact tracing tal-persuni illi jkunu f'kuntatt ma' dawk illi b'xi mod kellhom din il-COVID-19. Din hija l-ġlieda illi ta' reġgħet qed tfettx fil-frontieri fil-pajjiżi li huma parti mill-Unjoni Ewropea f'dan il-mument partikolari li qegħdin ngħixu l-kol flimkien u li mingħajr ebda dubju għandu d-diffikultajiet tiegħu fuq livell ta' saħħa, fuq livell ekonomiku u li wieħed irid iħares ukoll lejn l-aspetti kollha mhumiex mumenti faċli, mhumiex mumenti straightforward bi ta' wieħed jieħu deċiżjonijiet, kull miżura li tieħu għandha riski u dejjem naħseb li niftakru li l-kustjoni kollha tibqa' fuq l-immaniġjar tar-riskju kemm fuq livell lokali u anke fuq livell Ewropew. Il-ġimgħa li għaddiet il-Kummissjoni Ewropea ipproponiet standards ġodda li huma immirati u intenzjonati li jħarsu lejn struttura li ikollha paga minima adekwata madwar is-27 pajjiż tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Iżda tkun naħseb waħda mill-ikbar miżuri ambizzjużi li tiġi implementata biex ikun hemm ugwalità bejn paga minima f'pajjiż u paga minima f'pajjiż oħra. Il-proposta tal-Kummissjoni li tittieġi negozjata mal-pajjiżi membri, gvernijiet tal-pajjiżi membri u anke tal-Parlament Ewropew se tkun waħsa waħda mill-iktar proċessi pjuttost twal li għandu ikun hemm f'dan ir-rigward, però qed toħloq regoli bażiċi biex ikunu komuni għal paga minima nazzjonali li għandha mbagħad toħloq abbażi dawn ir-regoli tigwida kull pajjiż kif għandu jikkalkuli mhux ħajkolna nistabilixxu kull pajjiż kemm għandu jkollu tkun il-paga minima tiegħu. Però qed inħarsu lejn mod kif il-pajjiżi tal-Unjoni Ewropea ikollhom kalkoli modi li permess tagħhom kun tista' tiġi kalkulata l-paga minima nazzjonali. U allura se jkun hemm dawn l-aspetti li se jibdew jiġu diskussi u negozjati mal-pajjiżi ta' l-istess Unjoni Ewropea biex jiġi stabiliti dan il-mod partikolari li permess li jew joħloq element ta' ekwità u ugwaljanza fil-mod kif tiġi kalkulata maħduma din il-paga. Fil-fatt din hija se issib flimkien ukoll il-korpi kostitwiti, sort il-partners, għadita minn ħaddem u anke trade unions biex jiġi involuti b'mod wieħed din il-livell u jiġi anke negozjat. Kien hemm dak numru ta' pajjiżi li għandhom ukoll u qed tiġi premessa l-aspett li ħares li jkun hemm il-collective bargaining, ġifieri anke rappreżentanza minn trade unionizmu, fejn għandek pajjiżi bħal Żveġġja, Danimarka, Finlandja, l-Awstrija, l-Italja u Ċipru fejn għandek element konsiderevoli ta' mod ta' collective bargaining systems li huwa protett u allura għandek element ta' diskussjoni u negozjat dak ir-rigward, però dak ukoll mbagħad l-aspetti oħrajn f'pajjiżi oħrajn li għandek kemm is-setup, kemm il-kalkolu, kif ukoll anke mbagħad tiħal mill-aħħar l-indirizz tal-mod kif tiġi infurzata din l-aspett u l-protezzjoni tal dan li jkun infurzat. Se nisimgħu l-kummenti li għamel il-Kummissarju tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Dombrovskis dwar dan.
I will now move on to the college proposal for a directive on adequate minimum wages. President von der Leyen has made a strong political commitment to this from the very start. As she said in the State of the Union speech last month, minimum wages work and it's time that work paid. Since the financial crisis, those who earn the least have suffered the most in terms of not reaping the benefits of economic growth. In the EU, in-work poverty increased from 8.3% in 2007 to 9.4% in 2018. This economic and political necessity is even more marked due to the pandemic, where those who are paid less are the most affected. If we do not act, the pandemic will increase inequalities. Today's initiative aims to prevent that. We need to make sure that the economic recovery is inclusive and low-wage workers also benefit. In addition, the majority of minimum wage workers are women, so this initiative will also help to close the gender pay gap. This makes also economic sense. It will help to boost Europe's labor productivity and make our economy more resilient. Minimum wages vary widely across the EU. In Bulgaria, the minimum wage is around 312 euros a month, while in Luxembourg it's 2,142 euros. Taking into account the cost of living, the difference is still about 1 to 3. This initiative is clearly not about making those levels the same. But when you compare the living conditions in each country and the overall development of wages, minimum wages have increased slowly in the last decade. Today's proposal aims to make sure that workers in the EU are protected by fair minimum wage so that they can earn a decent living wherever they work. The current situation varies around the member states. 21 countries have statutory minimum wages, while 6 rely only on collective bargaining between social partners. We strongly support solutions that rely on collective bargaining. So where it exists and it works well, we do not want to interfere with the system. We encourage all member states to support collective bargaining, better monitoring and enforcement. Social partners have a crucial role to play in negotiating wages nationally and locally, so we spent long time consulting with them to prepare this initiative. We support their freedom to negotiate wages autonomously. Where it is not possible, we give a framework to guide member states in setting minimum wages. Today's proposal provides member states which have a statutory minimum wage with instruments to improve adequacy, coverage and involvement of social partners. We rely on the Council and European Parliament to support this proposal for a directive. It goes in the direction of building a strong social Europe, supporting our people to overcome this crisis, as well as our work to make economy more inclusive and more resilient. Thank you.
Berġina fit mim l-edizzjoni ta' din il-ġimgħa tal-programm il-Balomba, jiena ġażmin Salim Mufaddal Xejn, ringrazzjakom tal-attenzjoni u nawguralkom il-kumplament tal-imit tajjeb saħħa.
Għadkom kemm smajtu. Il-Balomba. Produzzjoni u prezentazzjoni ta' ġażmin Saliba. Il-programm li għadkom kemm smajtu kien miġjublilkom bi xewqa tajba ta' rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.